Love, written by Angela Carter and read by Imogen Church.
Preface. When the Monotones posed the musical question, "Who wrote the Book of Love?" in 1958, they did not have Angela Carter in mind. Her third novel, Love, came out in 1971. But even if they had been able to look into the future, they probably would not have chosen her to be Love's author. Carter's vision of Love is bohemian and bleak and fundamentally incompatible with doo-wop. Her Love leaves out all the gentle, beguiling aspects of the thing in favour of a love that is guilty, mad, perverse, sort of incestuous, and dangerous to those who stray within reach of its claws. This won't surprise you if you've read any of Angela Carter's other books. The Bloody Chamber is just that, and to be a character in an Angela Carter story is to suffer the attentions of rapacious emotion. In Love, the sufferings are triangular. The protagonist's awkward, instinctual, and artistic in the way that Venus flytraps might be artistic if they were human. Love is a brilliant and often overlooked novel. It is overshadowed by Carter's even more brilliant later work. Although everything that happens in Love is possible in the real world, it has the feeling of the impossible which permeates her other novels, and the intensities of observation and invention which are her trademarks. I started reading Angela Carter's work around the same time I discovered the writing of Margaret Atwood and A.S. Byatt, two writers of her generation whose prose is also richly allusive and packed with willful characters who struggle with the expectations of society. Often these characters give up the effort of attempting to fit in, which was never too sincere to begin with, and are transformed into their true selves. Difficult and different and full of surprises. Carter's work teems with such people, and Annabelle, Love's anti-heroine, is one of her best. She is cryptic, sly, emotionally deranged, and yet fatally attractive. Annabelle, her husband Lee, and Lee's brother Buzz perform a minuet of betrayal, jealousy, and self-destruction. In the book's opening scene, we meet Annabelle cowering under a sky in which the sun and the moon are simultaneously visible, and this theme is repeated in the couplings of all the characters. Things that shouldn't be together are. Love is a chronicle of attraction and repulsion within this tiny world of three people. In 1987, Carter added a wry afterword, which extends and comments on the lives of the characters. Without this, the book is extraordinarily gothic and dark. All that she does in her later work, with the aid of the supernatural and special effects, she accomplishes in Love by simply dwelling in the odd minds of Annabelle, Lee, and Buzz, by letting their mutual incomprehension take its toll. Angela Carter died of cancer in 1992. In his obituary for her in the New York Times, Salman Rushdie wrote that she was a thumber of noses, a defiler of sacred cows. She loved nothing so much as cussed, but also blithe, nonconformity. Her books unshackle us, toppling the statues of the pompous, demolishing the temples and commissariats of righteousness. They draw their strength, their vitality, from all that is unrighteous, illegitimate, low. They are without equal and without rival.